If you could describe the season finale of Game of Thrones in one word, how would you describe it?
Disappointing.
You can be important without necessarily doing well. That's, people say, are we going to be happy with the ending? Maybe not. We've never bothered about keeping people happy before. You're going to be satisfied, but happy is something that we don't specialise in, I'm afraid.
Did you write it?
Should I? Am I going to be distracted all podcast if I don't go find my wallet? All
right.
Well, we're recording right now, so you guys talk about something other than my wallet.
You can eat donuts.
You know, Breadface blog?
Yeah.
I feel like we have an opportunity for Dog Boobs Donuts or something, mm-hmm. where you just eat donuts on super, super high quality audio.
Is this ASMR?
There's currently fans doing God knows what. That sound.
There are literally like teenagers who have YouTube videos of them loudly chewing. It's a thing. So like I can do it.
It doesn't rev my jets.
Yeah, it sucks. I wouldn't listen to it. I feel like the ASMR that I like is like rain.
Yeah.
Or
I like a white noise.
Yeah. Or
I like even like a black noise.
Yeah. They literally have pink noise, blue noise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like different vibrations.
I was making a race joke.
Oh, shit. You're like, I don't see color when it comes to noise.
Low vibration noise.
Did you find it?
Found it.
Oh, good.
Sitting on my front seat. Just waiting to be stolen.
Probably a good thing you went out there.
Probably was.
Anyway, this is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet, but wave right at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
And I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
Big news, the donuts are back.
Donuts are back. I've already eaten mine, lucky for you guys.
Did you?
Yep.
Well, there's still one more. What's that all about?
And if you donate $10 to our Patreon account, you can get a 45-minute track of Dog Boobs chewing ASMR donuts.
Literally, however much money you send me is how many donuts I'll get. Like, send me $100, I'll get $100 worth of donuts and send you audio of me eating all of them. It'll take a few weeks, but I will do it.
While also simultaneously on the keto diet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on keto.
Someday.
I gave up on keto real fast.
Oh, you gave up on keto like live on the pod.
Yeah, you guys saw it.
We saw it happen in
it
real
was
time.
Rough.
You came in with donuts and you were like, I'm on the keto
I'm
diet.
Doing
we're
keto.
Like, you're not on the keto diet. You were on the keto diet.
You're off it now.
Yeah. Anyway,
whatever.
Weekly podcast about the internet. But we've read the front page of the internet. We're freed because he's doing house construction, took one of our XLRs. So. We don't really know what this one's going to sound like. It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I think.
I was recording sound yesterday at the other studio.
What sounds were you recording?
An interview.
Oh, yeah?
So I have I was using a Zoom mic. Sponsor Zoom. Send us one.
You know what? Generally speaking, I'm pretty happy with our technological setup.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's very good. I finally made good on my payment to you.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So
nice.
Now we're in the clear.
But you haven't.
It feels like.
Oh, that feels like. Nice. That's the Dog Boobs follows through with her plans music.
That's Dog Boobs pays her debts music. Every time I pay my West Elm credit card, that's what happens.
Nice.
That's the you took the right path in life.
Yep. It's like, soundtrack. Yeah. Yep. I
now
did
let
it.
Me hear some meth soundtrack.
Which will we use very sparingly, of course.
What's the wrong path sound like? Sounds good.
I mean, it's pretty accurate. It's how we handle failures.
Yeah. Gotta laugh it off.
Anyway, we're back on our regular schedule until next week. You go to Texas, right?
Yes.
But we'll still record when you're in Texas.
Yeah.
So what do you guys? What do you do? Marlin fishing trip or?
No. It's my dad getting married.
No oh, way.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh huh. He's getting married next.
This
weekend.
Is gold digger. What's going on?
Third wife. Second wife.
Second wife.
Sharon? Carolyn.
I can't even. I feel weird about saying
Carla.
It.
Carla Ann.
Let's go with.
Brittany Ann.
Brittany Ann.
Okay. Mm. Cool.
Let's go with Brittany Ann. She's wonderful. I really love her. She's great. And
that's nice.
They seem super happy together. And I know they are on the same page because anytime I watch a movie with them and my brother, like, they will talk through the entire thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because they've seen everything before and they're like, they literally ruined that Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt movie for me.
Endgame?
No, it was the one where it's like the soldier keeps coming back.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, right.
They ruined it, though. Like, at the very end, when it's like, that's the end, they're like, don't miss this part.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, well, now I know something's going to happen.
Now
like,
I missed this
do
part.
That.
Well, maybe you should have them watch There's Something About Kevin.
Yes.
And you can tell them how
and
it
And I'll
ends.
Be like, he's going to kill
him. Keep, but keep right. telling them that there's, like, a hilarious release.
Yeah.
Like, just it just... It's like, coming.
It pays off.
It's
You're
so
gonna laugh
funny.
So hard.
It's alt comedy. You're gonna love it.
And then when the shooting starts, I just turn and look at them like,
and then just start laughing. Be like, isn't this funny? There's something about dog boobs.
There's something about dog boobs. Oh, yeah. Just anyway. Isn't right.
All right, let's get into. So today, we're gonna talk about the front page first. But this week, I feel like just in the world in general has been entirely dominated by Game of Thrones. And I know we briefly talked about it last week, but everything that was memeified last week got extra memed this week.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the ticker's on. It's a handful of days away from never coming back ever again.
Yeah, but it's also like it just is getting just kidding. I've really enjoyed this season, but I think I've enjoyed it for the environment as much as just right. the show. You know what I mean?
Mm. Chatter.
Yeah, like if I was watching this in the weirdness of Free Folk was not happening right now, which is the stuff we're going to talk about today, then I don't know if I would be enjoying it as much. I might be going like, I don't know, a little bit of a predictable plot. It kind of became whatever. But because of the internet and because of like all the commentary and how fucking upset people are at the writers and shit, it's actually been really, really fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the internet in places like Reddit have really... I don't know. Like if you're not super passionate about the show, but you just want right. to play along, it's like a good way to play along with it.
Yeah, and I tend to get pretty irritated when people do what they've done with this, which is, you know, people like picking apart the most minute details
yeah.
because they're like super fans and they fancy themselves a screenwriter, so they're just like, if you would have just done blah, 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 then it would have been better, you idiot. And be like, well, you didn't and you wouldn't.
Yeah.
So fucking calm down, you know, Jim in his mom's basement in Virginia, you know. But at the same yeah, time, there is also a lot that there are like even within that, there are plenty of things with this recent season and the last episode in particular, which was called The Bells, that you just kind of go, guys, why did you do it that way? Yeah.
I've noticed there's about three reactions you can have to Game of Thrones. There's like
right,
blind love and zero criticism just
yep.
for the whole of
totally.
What it is. Like, you know what? I just love it. I'm not going to be one of those people who ever criticizes it. It's great. It's the best thing ever.
Right.
And there's like what you just said, like analytical criticism.
Yep.
And then there's just like cynicism.
Totally.
Just like, I don't know why you guys love this shit. It's so stupid. It's
yeah,
like kids bullshit.
Well,
know?
And that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that was going to, that happens with every one of these franchises. It happened with Star Wars. It happens with fucking Harry Potter. This happens with all these. And
Lord.
Well, this is, so the Lord of the Rings thing is actually really interesting. We'll get into that. But
yeah.
like Lord of the Rings is kind of this like shining beacon of light right now. And the Lord of the Rings community is kind of mocking the Game of Thrones community.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
Really funny.
Which is. But watch out, because Lord of the Rings is going to have a series on Amazon.
Oh, are they really?
Yes.
Oof.
And it's going to be a kajillion-dollar series just like Game of Thrones. It's going to be a right. direct competitor to Game of Thrones.
Well, the thing, though, is...
So, I'm just saying...
Yes.
Talk shit now, but
yeah.
when it's a piece of shit... Yeah.
I agree, but luckily we have, like, the original Game of Thrones that we can hold in our hearts
yeah.
from the Peter Jackson thing before The Hobbit, right?
Lord of the Rings, you mean.
Just Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
right? And it's just like this beautiful, shining golden egg that we can look at with splendor, right? But everything after the last Lord of the Rings started getting stupid, too. Like, The Hobbit is cool, but it wasn't like, it wasn't fucking Lord of the Rings.
Horrible.
No, and truly,
it was fine.
Here,
what about
here you
the
go,
dishes
I,
scene when they do the dishes together?
Don't remember it.
I don't even like Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings was like my religion.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't like it, and I never finished it.
I took one look at that big-ass book when I was in the sixth grade, and I was like, yeah, right.
Well, I didn't read
yeah,
it.
Right.
It was all the movies. When I was pseudo-homeless living in Scotland, I would watch Lord of the Rings every night. It was my safe place.
Man of many lives.
Man of many lives, indeed. All right, so before we do that, though, let's get into the past week. Apart from all the amazing Game of Thrones memes, let's talk a little bit about some of the other stuff that has happened this week. I guess one really important thing that we should mention, we're going to try to get this up. We're recording this Thursday morning. We're trying to get up at some point on Friday, so it'll still seem relevant, but... Alabama continues to stay on brand.
Yeah, man.
And gets more Alabama every day.
Dude.
It's becoming some like weird like Chechenian.
It's making me realize like, my calling, which is to learn how to perform abortions and go move to Georgia and
Is that the hobby you were looking for?
Yeah, I'm going to
getting
travel.
A medical license.
Yes, getting a medical license. Being able to perform safe abortions for women in the South, since now that's illegal.
It's pretty fucking bananas, dude.
They need a safe way to do it.
The Daily's done some good coverage on the abortion stuff, and so is Frontline Audio. I don't know if you guys listen to that one.
I do really like Frontline Audio. I find extremely depressing most of the time. Like PBS gets dark.
There's really? no fluff,
dude, which I like about it.
Yeah,
but it's
good.
Just dark.
But it's like everything I've gathered is you're getting like things are getting so. Are more and more polarized with things like abortion. And certain states are going to be zero abortion, and certain states are going to be like, you can, you know, 2-for-1 abortions, right?
We're seceding soon, dude.
We're seceding soon. So it seems like it's going back that way. And it's like, you know, I don't think we're too far away from having Southwest offer like abortion flights.
Honestly, like, that's how capitalism works.
Yeah. Well,
but isn't that illegal under these laws that you can't travel out of state for abortions?
Is that part of it?
I think it's part of it. Georgia one.
Those are state laws, though, right?
Yeah.
And it's still a federal law. Roe versus Wade is still a federal law.
Which I know is
part of their goal is to make it no longer a federal law, of course. But I think, I mean, it's a shame that something like the abortion debate has become this like keystone liberal versus conservative thing.
Yeah,
because it kind of denigrates the purpose again, where it's become so much of a like, which side are you on? That like anything like this, the real intention and the important part behind it gets lost. You know,
yeah,
like it's always there's still a major health issue, right? That's like that's part of it. It is a public health problem for women that are either that cannot. Like if you're going to have a child who is going to be developmentally disabled, or you come from a broken home with fetal alcohol syndrome is a real problem or whatever, you're going to be raising something into a miserable existence.
Yeah.
Which is a real bummer.
Yeah. You might get one of those
health concern
kids who wears, like Fox sunglasses or drinks like Kodak. Yeah,
that's the real problem.
Or like litters.
Yeah, maybe if we only had a Fox racing test that you could do in the womb.
That'd be great.
Then,
you know
then abortion I think would be legal.
You know
everywhere.
Who should adopt these kids is Fox Racing. They should just have a program. Like brands should just start adopting kids that they can just make into like their brand.
I mean, we're
gonna
get there at some point. I wish I had a bazillion dollars so I could troll people like that.
Here's a dystopian pitch. I guess let's just use Mountain Dew Code Red. I start adopting kids and I put together like my own army.
Right.
And the deal is I'll raise you, but you have to be one of my brand influencers.
Tight.
For seven years after your 18th birthday. And then you're free. What do you think? Born into slavery?
Give me the scenario again.
I can't.
Okay.
But thanks for listening.
Yeah. Slavery, dude. I'm for sure down.
Speaking of which.
So that one's a bummer. By the way, really quickly, the reason I brought that up, I mean, obviously because it was a very big deal. There was a post on Best of Reddit 22 hours ago that was very, very good. And it was from the politics. So Best of, the subreddit is really interesting because it's just people basically submitting what they think of the Best of Reddit is into this cross-posting into this subreddit. So, but the one that I saw that I thought was really good was Alabama Senate votes to effectively ban abortion in the state. And then someone's response, I'm going to try to read this with relative haste since it's a bit long, but it is really, really good. And I think this sums up a lot of things. So this will get buried, but I'll say it anyway. To the pro-life people out there, I understand how you feel. Honestly, this is such a difficult moral move. or moral issue. And I know there are plenty of people who feel like murder is finally illegal. I get it. But there's so much more to this than the question of one life or two. In the United States, you have to choose to be an organ donor. You can't even use a corpse to save someone's life unless a person gave explicit consent when they were alive. You certainly can't force a living person to give up an organ to save a life, even if people would walk away alive. That is a concept of bodily autonomy. Just consider for a moment the incredible cost of pregnancy and birth. Your body physically changes in dozens of ways. You probably experience nausea, dizziness, swelling, back pain, constipation, mood swings. You have to change what you eat, change when you eat, what you eat, drink, what you eat, how you move, what you do. You may be unable to work, to go to school. You may be let go for spurious reasons from work. You may find it difficult to find people to hire you. You will need ultrasounds, checkups, health insurance. You will go through the most physically painful experience of your life, where in 70% of cases, the baby literally tears its way out of you. You will owe the hospital thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. Your body will physically never be the same. Now imagine you never chose this. You never wanted it, but you have no choice. How can someone end up pregnant and not want to be? There are a myriad of scenarios, all with moral implications. Maybe you have a steady partner and you were using birth control, but the birth control didn't work. Maybe the condom broke. Maybe he didn't pull out in time. Maybe you never learned about birth control because your school only taught you about abstinence. You didn't intend it, but here you are. And then worse, maybe he lied and took off the condom when you wouldn't notice. Maybe he drugged and raped your unconscious body, or maybe he raped you while you were awake. So the sounds and the pain and the smell is seared in your brain. Maybe he's your teacher, your pastor, your police officer. Maybe he's your brother, your uncle. Maybe he's your father. It happens so much more often than any of us want to talk about. And now the seed, the DNA of the person who violated you, is growing inside you. There's nothing you can do to stop it. So you give birth, unprepared and unwilling, because you didn't want to. You didn't want or plan for the pregnancy. Chances are you didn't take care of yourself as well as is ideal. And chances are you're not providing an ideal life for the child. Maybe you drank alcohol before you knew you were pregnant. Maybe, or drank alcohol on purpose to try to kill your baby. Maybe you smoked. Maybe you were addicted to opiates and now your child will be too. Maybe you're poor. The cost of childbirth didn't help and have no means to buy food, diapers, cribs, and other supplies for your baby. Maybe you are a felon or are otherwise ineligible for SNAP or WIC. Maybe your partner beats you and will beat your child, but you can't leave because you would be homeless. Maybe you are homeless. Maybe your partner left you. How will you get a job? Who will take care of the baby? If you're in school, you almost most certainly will have to drop out. The effects of neglect, of abuse, of malnourishment, fetal alcohol syndrome, of neonatal abstinence syndrome, all of those have profoundly negative effects on the child for the rest of their lives. It is understandable why some pregnant women become desperate, and what a desperate person can do can be horrifying for everyone involved. To quote a clinic administrator from a 2016 documentary, Trapped, I told her, you can come to San Antonio, we can help you here. And she said, I can't, I don't have the means. There's no way I can get to San Antonio. So what if I tell you what I have in my kitchen cabinet and you can tell me what I can do? Which is fucking dark.
That's terrifying.
Very, very dark. I doubt anyone's read this far. It's for my own catharsis anyway. But given that you can't obligate someone to give up their bodily autonomy to save someone's life in other cases, why is this, pregnancy and childbirth, something that you will affect someone for the rest of their life? Why is this mandated? Why should a mass of cells without even a brain have the right to require a woman what we cannot even demand of a corpse? So many women have had to have had abortions and later have children express relief and gratitude that they didn't have a child when they weren't ready. Because of their choice, they were able to save their own life, bring new life into the world for whom they could properly care. Now, because of this law, thousands will suffer. The Alabama lawmakers have already handed down their sentences. They had a choice. Now we do not. So I read that. I thought that was really interesting and effective context, I guess.
That's amazing.
It's fucking rad, right? And it's, you know, I mean, there's, apart from it just being like, well, I guess well written. It's also
just effective writing.
It's effective writing, I guess.
It's like, it paints a picture. Like something I read in college that has always stuck with me about abortion is, it's called A Defense of Abortion by Judith Jarvis Thompson. And it's always been my fucking favorite thing because it's so simple. It's just, nobody can force you to keep another person alive with the use of your body against your will.
Right.
That's it. Like, if you woke up and someone had just like like put dialysis machine into your body and is like, yeah, but I'll die if you unplug me. Like, does that mean you have to just be like, well, fuck, okay, I guess I have to live with this guy attached to me for the rest of
right,
like his dialysis treatment. Right. It's just not yeah. right. But yeah, I mean, love that. That is a very well written.
And I think that's kind of what I meant at the very beginning. And we won't belabor this because I know this is a really heavy topic and we'd rather talk about fucking Cersei Lannister.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is.
She doesn't get abortions.
No, she definitely does not. That is one thing that show has proven time and time again is that no matter what, incest or otherwise, abortions are not the option.
Yeah. The one takeaway I have from the whole show is incest is the way to the top.
Yes,
it's so true.
But it is. I mean, I think this is always a topic that comes up, the abortion thing, especially as we're approaching an election cycle. It is it's a goddamn shame, but it's also very culturally important at the moment. And, you know, I don't want to get political here.
We're not a political pod.
We're not political. But this isn't really, this is, again, cultural. I mean, yeah. I think this is the talk of the town for the past week. And
we're going to set up a GoFundMe for you guys to donate to my medical training so I can become an abortion doctor.
Exactly, a traveling abortion doctor. You're going to buy a van.
Yeah, I'll have like a cool wagon that I can open up the sides and all this, like a hospital bed pops out. Like it comes with me.
Right.
So
you know what I think
it should
is
look
one
like
of the
legs, your wagon, like the mutt cuts from Dumb and Dumber, but like
exactly.
Yeah.
Like a lady's bed.
Come all.
I was watching that idea fall apart as you were talking about it. You're like, well, it's like a lady's.
I just, I still believe in it, but I know I'm not. You guys aren't backing me up here.
We can't. We're gonna vote you.
You guys
down
are a couple of squares.
Yeah. A couple of squares. Sorry. I mean, I do. So I'll say one more piece on the abortion thing before I move on.
Sweet.
So my whole thing, my whole thing on the abortion thing, is when I was in college, I was obsessed with the country of Romania. I think I may have told you guys this. For some fucking reason, I just became like obsessed with Romania. I studied economics and
was
really into Romania for whatever weird reason.
Well, it was vampires.
Vampires, but also it's just like a strange country. It was
gymnastics
like
too. You were probably
I was really into the gymnastics,
on the gymnastics team.
I had a crush on a gymnast when I was in sixth grade.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then it turned me into like country obsessed.
Hold on,
I love that.
I was making a joke, but is it real?
Oh, 100%.
You went in through the '96 Olympics.
I went in through
Lithuanian Romanian team in the '96 Olympics.
I went in through Andrea Radican.
Oh.
I think she was the 1996 gold medalist who got it taken away because she was doping.
And that's why you like to date short, stocky chicks now, right?
Exactly. That's why I only date professional athletes.
With huge shoulders.
With huge shoulders. Tight six packs. So I got really interested in Romania and I took it all the way to college where I studied it very seriously economically. And Nicolae Ceaușescu, who was there, I think it's how you pronounce his name, some, you know, Romanian last name, but he was the dictator up until the revolution, mm-hmm. the very, very late 80s, early 90s. And one of his big things was abortion was criminally illegal. And there's mm-hmm. a really good movie about it called 4 weeks, 3 weeks, or four months, 3 weeks, 2 days. It won Cannes like several years ago now. But the whole issue was when he made it criminally illegal, people were having kids anyway. No one's going to not have children. It's just what happens. And then because nobody could care for the kids because it was already a poor country, the kids ended up just making the country way worse. Mm-hmm. And then there was a crazy AIDS epidemic because they were like in these orphanages where the kids were getting.
Yeah, there's like a Romanian street kid documentary I've seen.
Yes,
these kids
it's
are like
children
seven.
Underground. Yeah, I think it's
like,
called Children Underground.
They're
it's
smoking
fucking
cigarettes,
so dark, huffing paint
huffing
all day,
paint, yeah. And they're like little kids.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And they're these kids, right?
Yeah, wow. And they are the product of the Nicolae Ceaușescu abortion policy. And
have any of those kids grown up to work at Chase
to be a
Chase
senator.
Bank
yeah.
or?
I'm sure it's somewhere. I don't know where they're documented, but
they all work at Chase. Yeah, they're all Bank now.
They're now tellers.
Wow,
the real success story where they become a teller.
Yeah. They work at Chase those Bank. Cool Chase Citibank cafes.
I think you should download Duolingo and learn Romanian.
I went through a phase where I learned a
is
little.
This
bit.
Is the part in the show where I get to do stereotypical Eastern European voices.
This is your opportunity to be racist on the pod.
Dog Boob does a Swedish one, and I do my Eastern European one.
You should download Duolingo and learn the language.
Wow, guys.
That's Australian.
That's Swedish?
No, that's Australian.
That was also not Australian.
That's sweet Australian.
Oh, I'm Australian.
Oh, I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
That was Alabama.
You wanna make out?
What was that character? That was
the guy that hangs out at the Red Sox games, but he's an Australian who makes out with drunk guys from Fenway.
That's right.
Yeah.
That guy.
That was a good character.
He's got long hair. He looks like a girl from the back, but when he turns around.
It's a bros.
He's Jeff.
No, I'm Jeff.
We are so good at mixing extremely highbrow concepts with lowbrow execution.
It's what we do best.
It's what we do really well.
So people keep coming back.
But Romania was fucked up because of the criminal abortion. So I think there's anecdotal evidence why it's a really fucking bad idea what's happening in Alabama. And I hope all the good Alabamans are great. And I hope all the shitty white senators hope all their kids don't get into college.
Hope they all die tonight.
I don't really hope they die tonight. I hope their kids don't get into college.
Me neither.
I hope all of their kids have interracial marriages, right?
Yeah.
And they're all gay. Interracial gay marriages.
Yep.
Mm.
And I hope that they...
Oh, I know a good one. I hope they get caught foot tapping in a public restroom.
Ooh.
For a little gay sookie.
I like that.
Yeah, I like when a senator, a southern senator, gets caught foot tapping.
I want all of the Republican senators to get Tywin Lannistered. And that is our move into the free folk.
I hope Christ turns on them. That's what I hope.
Hey, yes. Do you guys own a crossbow?
Hey, I don't.
I feel like we
should
all.
How did you get to crossbow?
Tywin Lannister.
Yeah, I guess that's
right. You just showed your cards.
Oh,
I did. I only watched the bells over and over again. Is there anything else from the top page we want to hit before we get into that?
Yeah, I just sent you guys a pretty chill link. The opposite of an abortion conversation is what I just sent you guys.
Right.
There's a Facebook group called Different Families, Same Outfit.
Ooh.
And it's pictures of people.
What a weird Facebook group. That's fun.
That
weird, right?
Cute.
And I know we're big fans of strange Facebook groups here.
We are actually a big fan of strange
Facebook
groups.
And I just thought this is an interesting one because... I guess there's a handful of outfits you can buy on vacation and wear with your kids. And
Angela,
this picture.
The top comment's brilliant. Angela LJ8607 says, I know where they got their outfits from. I look at that ugly pattern every day. Old Navy.
So they're wearing like these sort of ugly tropical shirt bottom combos. Yeah. And it's a dad and his daughter and then a mom and her daughter.
What do you think these people do? I think that dad looks like he's an ad executive.
He does look like an ad. The long hair means he's still hanging on for coolness.
Yeah. That's me. That's me out here.
And that mom, she works at...
I think she's an event planner.
Oh, an event planner. Probably for Citibank.
Here's another thing that we should probably discuss really briefly.
How great Citibank is.
Well, Hal. So it's the third down on top of this past week. 5 days ago, Hal and Lois reunited tonight.
Great show.
Remember that fucking show?
Malcolm in the Middle
was... Why do people not talk about that enough?
I go back and watch it sometimes because I feel like it's really, really well written.
I agree.
And I just love everything about it, but specifically the parents and specifically
they're so funny. Lois. Hal. Oh, really?
And
Hal.
Both of them.
I think they're both are really, really well acted.
They're both just like, they feel like regular, silly, mid-level parents that are like constantly fucking up all the time and struggling to keep it together. And you're like, yeah, that's like what raising
kids
is.
It sums up the parenting experience.
And like the house is a mess and things are always getting burned.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really, really enjoyed that show.
That is way more accurate than Modern Family, right? Like
Like
nobody's house is like Modern Family.
Yeah, nothing annoys me more than when a TV show or a movie, promotes a normalcy in family through the lens of wealth, right? Like when you see like Girls, the show Girls, and it's like just what it's like being a girl in New York City, right? And it's just like you're the whole premise of the show is that you were raised wealthy, mm-hmm. like your normal life, right? Yeah. And you have all access to all this fucking shit. Like that is not normal New York life, right?
Oh.
And I hate that. And that's why I'm, you know, like Malcolm in the Middle felt like that family was raised in like on a suburb of Ohio or something. Mm-hmm.
It felt like
I mean?
St. Louis, I always thought.
It's like something like that where you're just like, oh yeah, this is like kind of what it feels like. So loved that. What else was anything else good from this past week?
I did just find somebody posted a link. This is just personally something I really like right now because of how sad I am in life right now. Okay. But it's a free online course for it's through Yale online, and it's the science of well-being.
Oh,
so
that's
if
really
anybody
nice.
Out there needs that, I'm gonna put it on our subreddit.
I like that. That's you're doing what I always do when I get sad, which is research grad schools as like a way out.
Yeah,
I'm always like, maybe I can escape this torturous life I've created for myself by getting a master's degree in linguistics.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It is honestly what I do. Like every time I get bummed out, I start researching grad schools immediately.
That's really cool.
My go-to is Googling like the top 10 most extreme yet well-paying jobs. And they're like, you could be a satellite cable fixer in Antarctica. And I'm like, that's where I should do it.
That's where I'm going. That's where happiness lives.
I need to just get more extreme.
You go up there, and everybody out there is just like a middle-aged guy with a kid on the way and one kid at home who's an ex-TV writer in Hollywood. Literally all your exact archetypes.
This is where you guys went? Kyle? Steve?
Yeah, man. Shit? I searched best high-paying extreme jobs on Google. This is the first thing that came up.
I love those lists.
I know. So funny.
It's like doctor. You're like, yeah, there's a reason I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. I know it's a good paying job.
I know it's a good paying job. And I know it can be stressful.
So honestly, this past week was really about Game of Thrones. Like there's like most of the top, and especially the top funny ones this past week were almost entirely about Game of Thrones. I mean, the other one thing that we probably should bring up is a world is literally catching on fire right now and falling apart. So the top poster this past week is from World News. We don't know a planet like this. CO2 levels hit 415 ppm for the first time in 3 million years. How is this not breaking news on all channels all over the world?
Denial.
So,
right. And then there was a big, the United States is opted out of a plastic resolution.
Totally cool.
To stop producing plastics. Try to reduce making plastics. Yeah.
I mean, it's.
And the US is like, we're good.
Yeah,
I was thinking about this. Man, I have a friend, good pal, shout out, Magoogs.
Magoogs.
Shout out, Magoogs. Shout out, Luke. Give us our table.
Works
back.
At a large beverage manufacturing company.
Cool.
But I was just thinking about these companies that make all this plastic. And it's actually kind of surprising to me that they still willingly just produce all these plastic bottles.
Pretty interesting.
And it's,
right?
It's kind of crazy that more people aren't kind of going like, maybe just switch to glass and we'll pay an extra 10 cents or
doesn't
something.
It,
like,
doesn't it seem like a business opportunity? This
it
is
seems
what
like
I don't
a,
understand.
Like, I'm the company that just makes glass.
I know.
And like, I get like a Pepsi or a Coke is so big it would like cost them some money, but I think you might get it back over time. I don't know.
I do the same thing. I always go, where there's a problem, there seems like it's an opportunity. Like all of the trash in LA, I'm like, some fucking entrepreneurialist guy somewhere is going like, hey, we're going to get all the trash, take it off people's shit.
Yeah.
We're going to turn it into some sort of energy system, or we're going to like recycle it and fucking turn it into fabric or thread or something, right? I know there's a process there, but it just seems like we have too many goddamn problems that are collapsing the world.
To keep making
the same stupid mistakes. Like, we can make new shit. I don't understand why we're doing this. But
you guys, it's inevitable. We're all going to die. The world's going to end. Right. Read true. Deep I mean, Adaptation.
Honestly, maybe that's part of the problem is the fact that we all know we are all going to die.
Yes.
So we all collectively go like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Like if we could literally guarantee that none of us were going to die ever, this would have been solved way long
ago. It would, because then people have skin in the game. All these old farts that are like in Congress making policy are like, I'm going to be dead long before this is my problem.
My grandchildren have already had kids. They're not going to get an abortion. Let's make it illegal, right?
Let's just make it illegal.
Yeah, it's fucking wild, dude. Yeah. It's really wild.
And the other thing is drinks taste bad out of plastic, I think.
I agree. I think they taste worse out of plastic.
Noticeably better. So to me, it's a quality issue too. Like, I think you win on saving the world and quality of flavor.
I think we are specifically talking about bottles, though. I mean, there's so many plastics that we use.
I'm
so many bizarre
I think
plastics.
I would just say like more than half are beverage bottles. I've crunched the numbers.
I've counted. Yeah.
I've counted. You know I like that sale. In the South.
I do know you like.
I call
a
it
good
SOPA,
sale.
South Pacific.
SOPA.
You know I'm a frequent sailor in the SOPA. I've counted.
You know I love the gillies.
Yes.
Come on.
So but that's another issue that's facing our society. What, we got 22 years left? Is that what they say? Before we all like burn in our own skin.
I think it's more like 10.
Oh, cool.
But still.
Yeah, we are frogs in boiling water right now.
Yeah.
But Game of Thrones. All right, so.
That's why we love Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
so
a couple things actually from the front page going into Game of Thrones that I'm going to bring up just to get us there. So 18 down. It's from Funny. The title is It's All Ned's Fault. And the it's meme format, so it's a few different captions. So the first one, Ned, don't go south. Ned. Okay. Game of Thrones, the end.
The end.
So if you've been watching since the beginning, that's the reason.
Yeah.
And then on Free Folk, the second post down. I love this. 30,000 upvotes and this becomes a Lord of the Rings subreddit. This is posted 3 days ago. It has 121,000 upvotes now. And it's just the ring. The ring
of
rule all rings on the Free Folk.
I
so
love it.
So there's become this funny thing. So this is, so just a little context, little look behind how the sausage is made here on the DYR podcast, which there we go. Not the one I wanted, but not only have we not changed any of them, but
can't.
I also don't know which one is which. So
that's
I literally just throw my hand at the mixer and just fucking slap one. And that's literally what
makes it funny.
It's the best part. Explaining humor here on Did You Read It, the podcast. But anyway, so we wanted to do Game of Thrones a few weeks ago.
Boy, am I glad we waited.
I'm glad we waited. And I think also we were torn because it was like, well, we could do Game of Thrones because there is a Game of Thrones podcast, but it's like we're really opening ourselves up to some fucking hot water because we're going to get all those people that are like, well, actually, on the third book of this happened and you guys are wrong. And we didn't want that. We wanted to pay our reverence to the show and the books and Mr. Martin, but after the last episode and just generally seeing the way this has gone, Free Folk has just like risen to the top of the charts in like the best way possible for internet stuff, which is like through memes, really absurd jokes, and generally taking a massive piss out of the show.
Right.
And so I think it clearly has become the most appropriate one for us to do. There are plenty of different subreddits dedicated to Game of Thrones, of course, but Free Folk is also like on the rise. So right now, do you want to do the stats on this one? Dog?
Hell yeah, I do. Let me just tell you something about Free Folk, okay? We got almost a million people here. We've got 886,576 Free Folk. 49,767 are not kneeling right now, bending the knee.
Right.
And then the rules are pretty basic. No reposts, karma whoring, politics, non-Game of Thrones shit, no complaining about spoilers.
Right.
Feel like, and you tell me, since you've spent a little time in here researching it, feels like this is the most irreverent Game of Thrones subreddit.
Yeah, I mean, their whole thing, and granted, I use the old Reddit format, so I think my stats are a little out of whack. Let me actually pull up the new one. But their whole thing is, so the Free Folk from the show was they don't bend a knee to any king. That was their whole thing. So that's kind of the part of the premise of this sub is that it's like, we don't bow down to anyone. Like, we'll do whatever we want. So they're like all about spoilers, all about memes, all about like hard criticism of the show. And like, but it's a criticism couched in major fanaticism. So they're like very critical of like the writers, for instance, because they've ruined this season, of course. But simultaneously, they're critical because they're such like Martin fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's so interesting that you could be a writer. Someone's like, what do you do for a living? I'm a TV writer. Oh, cool. What shows? Game of Thrones. Wow.
Right.
That's awesome. What season? What season around? Eight?
Eight.
Season yeah. eight. Oh.
Yeah.
It's like.
Totally. Well, it seems like most of the vitriol's to the two main dudes. Like, that's the whole thing.
DB and DB sister.
Yeah. And one of them specifically.
DB sister.
I think DB. DB is the nerdy, bookish one.
Yeah.
And then the other one looks like a fucking Ivy League, like an Ivy League kid who's like, Papa, can I write for Game of Thrones? And he's like,
yeah.
You know? So I think that's he's the one that I think everybody points most of the blame at because he's also like wrote X-Men fucking 3 or something.
He's slightly more the alpha of their
He's
relationship.
Slightly more alpha, but also is the...
Got cooler hair.
Cooler hair, better looking. Apparently was a few years ago he was in the like People Magazine 50 most eligible bachelors in Hollywood. So he's kind of got that vibe.
You got to factor in the douchiness.
Yeah, very, very douchey.
To the looks.
And he also just like has a record of writing really fucking mediocre action shit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So I think that this was, they all look at him because of what has happened in this, especially the last couple episodes. It's been relatively, if not extremely, it's not even that it's been predictable. It's been like the way you get from A to B is like you skip literally all the rest of the letters, right?
Yeah.
And it is infuriating people because the entire show has been about the details. And they've wiped details off the fucking planet.
The details
and
then just the curveballs.
The details and curveballs, but even if like we all knew, and this is, you know, obviously spoiler alerts for everybody listening if you haven't watched Game of Thrones or if you give a shit, then we're going to talk about what has happened. You guys have both seen it, right?
Yeah.
You guys are up to speed.
Oh yeah.
So we all knew or thought that Dany would end up becoming the Mad Queen, but the way they got there was like they made no effort into the nuance for a character they've been developing for 8 seasons.
Nothing.
So they literally are just like, and you're Mad Queen now. So yeah.
Because,
see you later.
Because your nephew doesn't want to bone you.
Yeah.
You're yeah. like, I'm going to burn the
but
town.
But even that, it was just like there's so many other things. Like, even I was seeing, there was one post in
what
particular.
What does it say about women? I mean, are these guys, like, trying to mansplain us?
Yeah.
I did.
You know,
I've heard a couple people say that. Let me hear your point on this, because I have an opinion that it's just like,
this is actually kind of interesting. Right.
Girl gets dumped.
Yeah.
She burns a city.
She burns down the city. Not really related to exactly the plot point, but during the entire massacre on the last episode,
right.
They don't once show Dany's face.
I noticed
once
that.
It begins.
I noticed that.
Which is like, apparently people have been making comments about how like that is so clearly a male writer.
Right.
The minute like the carnage starts, it's like forgot all about the character itself. And it's all about the, you know, the crazy explosions and fire and all this shit.
Right.
But that would have been really interesting to see. I mean, it took a while. Like, the whole massacre thing takes a long time.
It takes a really fucking long
time. Arguably,
you don't have
too
any,
long.
Yeah, arguably. You don't have any insight into, like, what she's going through as she's burning down a city.
Totally.
They mention it in the after.
She's a fantastic actress.
I know. It's very strange.
Yeah, they say they want to show the point of view of the people on the ground getting burned. You're like, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's just destruction porn.
More interesting? Is like, yeah, what the person, right. How they feel about it.
Yeah.
Well, but this is the whole issue with this. And really quickly, we don't want to talk just rag on the show. There are plenty of podcasts that are just going to be ragging on the show. I think a lot of what we want to talk about is just like this sub and how it's comprehending this show or this couple episodes or whatever. But it is that is kind of the genesis of the problem. Is that like, and I don't think it's necessarily from the male gaze perspective. I think it's more like you took an opportunity for a character that we have all cared very deeply about for a long time, And then you just completely just turn them into like the most binary, boring character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it took, it's like, it's literally taking Frodo, right? And then all of a sudden Frodo gets the ring and he fucking, you know, and then he like kills Sam. And then that's the last we see Frodo. And you go, the fuck, dude? Like,
yeah.
You're going to end his character arc there? Like, what the hell are you doing, right? And you know, I think I still have, personally, I have a little bit of hope for what the next episode is going to be. But I don't have hope in the way that people who have put a lot of time and energy into the show, I am not one of them. I've watched a fair amount over the last few years, and I've watched all of last season, all of this season. But I'm not, like, I'm not talking in depth about the Baratheons from fucking Baratheons.
Yeah.
Proof, right?
I got you.
I think, mark my words, Jamie's gold hand will have propped up some stones.
Right.
To where him
and the Infinity Stones, where him and Cersei are like underneath and they're safe. And that's how they're going to pry themselves out with that gold hand.
I think that, so this is again part of, this is what's so interesting about where we are now with this fucking show, is because people are doing that. People are going, oh, remember that dinosaur, or remember the fucking dragon head that was down there? Like, I bet they were in there and they're going to get out safe, right? But the way the show has been going is they're going to go like,
oh, that was
no,
it.
They just
that,
died.
That was the end.
And you're going to be like, so those two characters who you've forced us to love and then hate, then love and then hate over and over and over again, giving us this insane tension.
Had a building fall on them?
Ends just in a fucking heap.
And there's no face-off? There's no face-off between...
Yeah.
There's no face-off of words and stress.
Yeah, it just was. It just was. It's so goddamn ridiculous.
If that's the answer, it's horrible.
It's horrible, and that's the problem.
I can't think they'll do that.
No,
that's just too bad.
The main thing about the season is, yeah, it sucks, but it's still fucking awesome because of the memes that are coming out.
Exactly.
Of it, which literally makes me say, like, it's still fantastic.
Exactly, and that's what I mean. I feel bad for anybody who's going to go back and watch it later without the context of the memes that we're enjoying right now.
Because, like, it's honestly, it's the community.
Exactly.
And our
What's
the word? Like, everybody's universal dislike for this season is making the best fucking meme content I've ever seen. Like, there's so many good ones that I actually watch the episodes, am disappointed, but then excitedly log on to Reddit
to be
like, what the fuck's happening?
What's
now?
What's happening on Freefolk?
Because there are going to be some really good ones.
So, this is another one amazing. So, this is speaking of our Jamie conspiracy. So, RIP Jamie. So, and this is the reason I love this is because so much of the way the Game of Thrones community works is they're always talking about, like, in this episode, it foreshadowed this episode on season 7 from season 1. When they did this and blah, blah, blah. And there was a comma in the sentence they said, and there was a comma in the one later. It's like really, really detailed shit. And so this one, it says, RIP Jamie, in season 1, episode 1, Jamie Lannister pushes Bran Stark out of a window. This is a subtle foreshadowing for season 8, episode 5, where 8 seasons of Jamie's character development are similarly thrown out the window.
It's so true. God.
Oh, it's amazing.
Bummer, man.
I know, dude.
It's so good, though. Like, I just saw one that was so funny. It's, you know, like the iconic image of when Daenerys is like, the fire burns out in season 1 and she's left there like covered in soot with little baby dragon on her shoulder. And it's like, oh, God, she's the unburnt. She can survive in a fire and she hatched a dragon. There's one of Cersei with her face photoshopped into that, instead of a dragon on her shoulder, it's a little baby elephant. And it's the, wait, what does it say? It says, when my elephants are grown, we will take back what was stolen from me.
It's amazing.
It's so cute. And it's the Dumbo elephant.
That was a weird little detail where she got into the elephants.
Like, I know.
For 10 seconds.
It was hilarious.
And then never really paid off.
So this is also worth saying as we talk smack on the show. And this is the resounding thought throughout the entire subreddit of Free Folk, by the way. Never have I seen such brilliant directing, cinematography, acting, editing, music, sound editing, and visual effects set to such bullshit writing. Right? Which is true. I mean, again, like these episodes have looked fucking mad, dude.
Yeah.
And they're so cool. The costume design's insane. Like the Battle of Winterfell was fucking incredible. I mean, obviously it was very dark, but it was like cool otherwise. And this episode was also fucking insane. Like Cleganebowl or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah.
It was like wild, dude.
Dude, right, gonna, he was harder to kill than the Night King.
I know. I don't even understand what's coursing through his veins. Definitely some juice. Well, they HGH.
So that was from
meth,
a few
bit of PCP.
Yeah, PCP. Just stacked on PCP.
I'm gonna throw down a writer's rule to y'all and the listeners out there. But something in the writer's room, we like one of the rules we use is just, you know, if you're gonna shit on an idea, come up with something to replace it, right?
Right.
So I think as we're going through some of these, it's you know, I would like when people are shitting on the outcome of some of the writing, because it's a really tough job,
right,
to then suggest a better way that they could have dealt with it.
Right.
It'd be fun. I'm gonna do it this round. Okay. I'm gonna come up with some spoilers.
Yeah.
You're gonna come up with some fixes to the show. Well, yeah. That's I'm actually like scanning through. I saw something yesterday it wasn't even necessarily a good fix. It was like a very simple logical one. I'll see if I can remember it. It was because one of the big issues is people are like the Euron Greyjoy thing. People are just like, why is that a thing?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point? Like the only thing that you needed to do was have him have sex with Cersei. To use him as a reason for the kid if they end up having the kid, so Jaime doesn't, so it's not an incestual thing.
Yeah,
that was the whole point of that. That was all you needed to do. You could have literally killed him right after that, and the whole point of his character would have still been intact, right? They prolonged it. They end up prolonging with the killing of the dragon ship, but in the alt,
he feels like he's still alive too, right?
He does feel like he's still alive, but he's also, it's just, wait, but why? Even if he was still alive, why? What's the point of him being still alive?
Because she needs a bad guy on her side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there
are, because Game of Thrones didn't have a Jack Sparrow, and we fucking needed
a
Jack Sparrow.
But she doesn't need a bad guy on her side because she is a bad guy. And now Jaime is on her side, who is also this weird middle ground bad and good guy.
Yeah.
Right? Who watching Jaime waver between good and bad guy is the point of Jaime, which is what makes him good, right? So we don't need the guy who's just objectively bad.
No.
But the writing solve, which I thought was made total sense, is like Daenerys charges with two dragons, wipes out everything. The Euron Greyjoy guys isn't even around, doesn't even fucking matter, right?
Yeah.
And then she storms King's Landing, destroys everything like she does. Fucking Cersei actually does admit defeat, right? Surrender. And then literally one final fucking crossbow is shot and kills Rhaegon, I think.
Rhaegal.
Mm-hmm. And Cersei has like that like look of like, I did it again.
Like,
fucking, because you know that's the whole thing with like Cersei. Like Cersei ever surrenders, she obviously doesn't surrender.
No,
it's like not her vibe,
smug,
right?
Smug Cersei.
So she surrenders, and then that's when Dany goes full Mad Queen, but it's like justified because it's out of like, not out of this weird, like ticking time bomb vibe. Because
yeah.
That was the problem. It's just like that's what everybody's saying. It's like it wasn't earned, and I totally agree. It's like
yeah. You
could have handled it so much differently. It was a one sided war.
Yeah.
You fucking beat everybody down. You had no skin in the game.
No.
Right? Like your dragon was literally invincible, right?
That's my favorite meme though, is the one where she's got AirPods in.
Oh,
and
I
they're
know.
Like, oh gods, fuck, Dany has AirPods in, she can't hear the bells.
So I like this one too. So
sense.
What Varys was really writing, and it's 35 down if you look in the top of the past week, it was 2 days ago. And you see that scene when Varys is writing on the little sheet and you don't really know what he was writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the handwriting it says, Daenerys is the nastiest skank bitch I've ever met. Do not trust her. She's fugly, fugly slut.
That's
which,
so
you know, it's
good.
True. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's beautiful.
The fire has become less interesting. The dragons, I mean, it's been going on now for a season and a half or so.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's just less interesting of a threat. You're kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the fucking thing about this goddamn show and this season is like everything that has led up to this that we're psyched on is just turning out to be a dud. Like even the fucking Night King, like that was the whole point of the show.
Yeah.
Has been winter is coming.
And
right.
Honestly, that scene was fucking badass.
Dude,
but
the whole
what?
Scene was awesome.
In the middle of the season.
It happened
that
in the middle of
the
season.
Boss battle.
And it was also, and like, again, this is why, and this is, I think, the worry is that you go, well, we got one episode left for them to tie up all these things. They just fucked up, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, cool. Bran becomes a Night King. Cersei and Jaime are still alive, and they come back, and they go to Barbados or whatever, and their little dinghy boat, right?
They go to Sandals Resort.
Yeah, they go to Sandals, and they have a fucking child, and they end up, like, all getting desk jobs, right?
I run a scuba service. Yeah. It's pretty chill.
And then, like, Daenerys is like, I don't know, she obviously dies, but, like, what? How? I mean,
yeah. Sansa, I guess, will ride a horse a 1,000 miles.
But this is the there's so many storylines that they are not closing, and I'm just like, they kind of closed Tyrion's a little bit with his brother, but like he's still around. It's okay if people are still around, but like Sansa wasn't in any of the last episode
at all,
and like she has been because an the whole increasingly episode complicated person
was. The exact same image of a city burning for 40 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and also like Brienne, like we're not going to let her end on just some like a weeping, tearful mess.
Yeah,
I mean,
we better not.
Like, was she preggit?
Brienne?
Oh,
you think so?
Yeah, she going to head to Lannister, baby.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, so I see. So you're suggesting that the wheel is not, what do they say? The spokes are not fucking destroyed?
Yeah, I mean, he poked her. He poked her. She's going to spoke it out.
Wow, she's a one-for-oner. She lost her virginity to that guy.
That's
she's
what always happens on your first time.
That was my biggest fear as a child. I was like, from everything I know about pregnancy, I'm 100% sure scientifically that you have a baby every time you have sex.
Yeah.
That's true. That's why I just wear condoms.
Yeah, you have to.
Just around.
You never know who you're going to end up touching with your sperm.
That's right.
And you don't want to have like all these fucking, you don't want to like the, like your business associate at like Chase Bank. You don't want to like get her pregnant with your sperm on your hand.
I just sent you guys a great meme. That's called If Tywin Were Still Alive this season. And it's just a picture of Tywin talking to Cersei. And then he just says, Cersei, you will marry the Night King. It's like, yeah.
She's like, fuck.
That's the move.
But that would have been the move.
Damn. The move.
Right.
God, there's so many good ones. This is why it's great. The memes.
The memes are so dope. And this honestly is, again, congratulations to the best fantasy series of all time. This is on Free Folk. Congratulations to the best fantasy series of all time, both books and adaptations. And then it's a DVD of Lord of the Rings. I fucking love it, dude. It's so funny.
Did you guys know Game of Thrones is based on a true story?
What? Really?
Yeah, it's based on the War of the Five Kings.
Wait.
On the events of the War of the Roses, which so the wars were a series of battles between the Lancasters and the Yorks, were two noble families in British rule, both of whom believed that they deserved the crown. This is in England in the 1300s.
Wait, are you for real?
Yeah, this is real.
Oh, shit.
So you've heard of the War of the Roses. Mm-hmm. It's this war between these two families, the Lancasters.
Right.
Sounds a little familiar.
Oh,
and
shit.
The Yorks sounds a little familiar. Right. Starks, Yorks,
Storks,
dude.
I really wish George would have just gone straight out and would have been like the Lancasters and the
the Lancasters and the Yorks.
Yes. But if you're a history wonk and you want to do some reading, some light reading.
If you want to fix season 8, read the actual real history.
I think it obviously gets way off the path eventually, but I know that the series is based in that historical reality.
Right.
Where these people are sort of warring against.
Right. So I do love also.
It's kind of cool.
By the way, that they're still giving proper reverence to the characters. I mean, this is what's so nice about the sub. It's like, and this is actually honestly what I love about this season in a weird way, is because of things like even the Starbucks cup, the fucking Starbucks cup. Lest we forget the Starbucks cup. That was, in a way,
it's kind
this
of
amazing foreshadowing to the trash that has been these last couple of writing.
Yeah.
Right.
And Jamie had his
just
hand
like carelessness
in
you know?
His death scene. Did you guys catch that?
Are you for real?
He literally has a normal human hand.
No way.
As he's hugging Cersei.
No way.
Yes.
No
Can
way.
Can you send us an image of that?
Oh, yes.
Isn't it so liberating knowing that the most hyped up show in the history of television is so riddled with fucking bullshit.
Well, that's
dumb.
Okay, both of those mistakes, if true, this hand one is so obvious. I mean, do you think they misplaced the hand the day of? They're like,
I don't know what?
Nobody will notice.
I mean, it's a weird detail, but it's also.
Wait, what are we?
Oh wow, that's
Come
fucking crucial,
off
man.
It. Come
on. Come on.
Wait, was he was his hand left-handed or right-handed?
It was the right hand.
Cross-post that on our sub.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that there is, because I talking to my friends about this, one of the big things with me in the show is I get so emotionally invested in these shows. And that's part of the reason why I don't like watching TV is because I get so pulled into it sometimes. And I'm just an extremely obsessive person that I cannot stop thinking about the characters and the actresses and the actors and the fucking whatever. Like, I get so deep in it that I can't detach myself. I waste mental energy and I don't like it. I think it's a fucking terrible trait. So I do the same thing with books too. Like, I think when I read what's the game about video or the book about video games?
Oh shit. Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Yeah. When I read Ready Player One, it was like I could not stop thinking about it. And it was
so good.
So fucking rad. And so I think with this show, I started falling into that trap a little bit. Because I wasn't as dedicated to it. Because of the reasons I just mentioned early on, because everybody was getting into it. And I was like, nope, I can't do it. I don't want to think about this show. I don't want to get involved in it. It's going to fucking kill me. Right. And now I've been really emotionally invested these last two seasons and it's been annoying me. Right.
Yeah.
And so now seeing it kind of be like this, I can almost pull away a little bit and be like, cool, it's a show. I can have fun with it again. Instead of it just being me being emotionally torn.
It's like watching The Bachelor or something. Like,
totally.
You know it's garbage.
Totally.
So you can love it.
Exactly.
Enjoy and I think that's, it is the word.
Exactly.
Because you don't.
Like, I am enjoying it because I'm not as
because
emotionally invested as I should be.
That's why, right? I like watching Ancient Aliens, okay?
Dude, I'm like, I don't disagree.
I think this is all phony, maybe, probably.
I watch Adventure Time.
Yeah.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Fucking Arrested Development. Like, those are my
I like silly shit, and this is quickly becoming a comedy. So this one about, I don't know, I don't have numbers on mine,
I
can't say which number down it is, but it's on the first page.
Right.
But it's pretty funny. It's sort of a good one. But it says, let's give a shout out to Tormund, the big redhead, who, after learning the big woman was now taken, moved on in respect of her wishes. Like,
he
didn't stick around, didn't rape her.
Right.
He was just like, okay, she's got another man. I will move on.
He is.
Whereas the whole fucking
easily
show,
my favorite character in the whole show.
100%.
The whole show, he's been talking about the big woman and making babies with her. And you're like, this is going to be like a wrestle match sex scene.
Yep.
And then she's going to like punch him and kick his ass or something.
Right.
Yeah.
He she's interested in another man. The guy from North of the Wall, who definitely rapes.
Yeah, definitely.
Just moved on.
With his dog.
With his dog.
He went full Calvin and Hobbes. It was great.
You know.
But that too is like, it like Disney-fied his character in a way. Like, but not that I want more rape in this show.
Well.
But these people are living, they're like wooded people.
Yeah, he's a free folk. He's a proper free folk.
Yeah, but he's like not in... like beyond the wall.
Well, that was his
like,
whole.
He's in
he went
society. He can't just go raping.
Well, he went moving. He moved north. He went to the fucking oil fields in Alaska,
Finland. Yeah. He's a Finnish.
Yeah,
he's like got a taxidermy shop open in Alaska, and you know.
Yeah, this is so another thing that's worth mentioning about this sub, which I think is it cannot be understated. It has kind of reached Kathy and Hoda level. To some degree, where it's been a lot of... So one of the big things, their claim to fame recently is, and this is from the Metro, the English publication. So furious Game of Thrones fans force creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss to appear as bad writers on Google search. So they've been manipulating Google search so that these two writers kind of show up out of nowhere, which I think is quite funny. And
support it.
And I always love when Reddit kind of makes its mainstream, because everybody goes, this blog platform called Reddit, where, you know, Game of Thrones fans talk about fan theories, right? It's just like, fucking idiots.
You know, oh man, it's crazy.
My computer died, just so you know.
Tight.
No big deal. Nice.
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's if you were the writer on a show that was this popular and it meant that you got shit on,
right,
this hard,
right,
it's kind of worth it, you know.
Yeah,
for sure. I also saw something. This is another really interesting one. So when you feel down, just remember Kit Harington gets paid $500,000 to be an extra and say the lines "My Queen" and "I Don't Want It," which is kind of funny.
That's true. He doesn't.
Again, he's one of these characters who has been the focal point of the show over and over and over again. Are you doing this for Dog Boobs? You just
Dog Boobs has her phone.
I'm on the app.
But that's the other thing too. Is like John's character has been. John is still. I mean, who's left that we're still like we like where this is going?
I mean, Bran to me is the most interesting. Although
that's what's scary because you're like, what are they going to do with Bran? Are they going to let Bran just be a fucking just like wander away into the distance?
I guess Bran's purpose is just to be like a Nest camera. He just like
totally
records what's going on for future generations.
I mean,
he doesn't do anything.
I wonder if, I mean, there is something weirdly gratifying about them not closing a lot of the storylines that we really want closed. And then just like being forced to just live with a bad end to an epic show.
Like, where's Edmure Tully?
Yeah,
totally. He's been in a fucking dungeon since season 6.
Totally.
I don't know where he went. I literally have him on my fantasy league. And Samwell. He's done nothing.
Samwell dead?
Samwell isn't. He and Gilly are having another kid.
Right.
They're like shopping at Kohl's.
Yeah. Right. They're at Burlington Coat Factory.
he's like upper middle class.
Yeah.
Good dad.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
How'd you guys like Clegg and Bull?
I mean,
I thought it was weak.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool.
Everybody was loving it, but I saw this.
I didn't like that he had the high side of the stairs.
Yeah.
That was awkward. That's an awkward way to fight.
This meme's great. It's like a dorky kid turning around. Oh, the classic. Like, you know what? I'm just going to say it.
You know what? I'm going to say it.
Wasn't even that good.
Your mother never loved you or whatever.
Yeah.
I really like this one. This is a really good one. This is the scene from American Pie. After the pie when.
Pie fucking.
The dad is looking sad at the son.
I love it.
As George R.R. and then looking at DB or D&D and then has season 8 is the pie.
It's the destroyed pie.
They fucked the pie.
So sad. It
looks like somebody made a vanilla ice cut to stop, collaborate, and listen.
People were psyched on this. I thought this was fucking lame. I hate this song, and I think that anybody who uses a song is lacks creativity, in my opinion. That's what I think. Yeah.
Okay, but isn't it kind of impressive that they were able to find all those words in Game of Thrones?
Right.
That's maybe what I was concerned
about. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I also...
Who's got that much time that they're going to... That took somebody...
Right.
4 to 6 hours.
God, seriously.
I mean, you know, some people are fucking dorks, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know what? They've got a hobby and I don't, so.
Right.
Who's the dork?
Have you seen the Kingslayer Club? Jamie, Arya, and then a pig. It's just a pig. For Baratheon. Baratheon got eaten by a pig, right? I think he might be my favorite character.
Baratheon was funny.
Fat. He ate a lot of meat.
Fat, angry guy, yeah.
He had sex. He drank wine. That wine they drink just looks it's like 3% alcohol, and you can just like it's like having 90 lights or something.
Right.
You can just sort of sip them all day.
Yeah.
He knew how hard it was to be the king of the world, dude.
Damn.
He needed to de-stress.
Yeah.
It's tough.
You know.
So let's predict what's going to happen in this season.
Right.
Yeah.
The next episode.
And the last, we got a couple more minutes. So let's predict
mark
it.
Our words. Here.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say that. John's gonna have to kill Danny.
I think it has to happen. But what is gonna happen that's gonna lead there? Like, well, who is she gonna kill that's gonna make him fucking?
I feel like she's gonna sentence Tyrion to death.
She's gonna sentence Tyrion to death, and we're either gonna see Tyrion killed, which would be a real bummer, or I think you're onto something about the Brienne being pregnant. I think that's an interesting theory because that would keep the Lannister line going.
That's season 9.
Well, they. I mean,
they're going to do a movie or something. I mean,
they are setting this shit up, dude.
They are doing a prequel series,
yeah, but
right?
they're setting it up with a proper epilogue. Like, they're not gonna, you can't end this. There's too many storylines that are still open. I can't end it.
I think Jon Snow's going to kill Dany.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Jon Snow is going to be the king, but he's not going
to
want it.
I think he might relinquish the throne to democracy.
Sansa.
Yeah, you might be right.
And then Sansa's going to be the queen. And then Arya is going to be, you know, her sidekick or whatever. And that'll be how it ends.
Do you think that's
what I think is going to happen. And Jon Snow will still be alive. But
do you think he's just going to go north of the wall? He's going to go hang out with the fucking wolf boy?
No, I don't think he'll do that. I think it'll just they'll just be a shot of them like on the throne, and it'll like fade to black, and it'll be super lame.
There's gonna be a Starbucks cup in his hand.
Yep.
No, his nut's gonna be out of his.
That'd be amazing. The classic NASCAR
he's
move.
He's gonna do a circle hand.
Oh, dude! If he did a circle hand in the final scene of Game of Thrones, that would be. That would redeem the entire show for me.
That would be cool.
be so perfect. I think that is.
I just think that like things feel obvious at this point. Yeah. I don't feel like there's curveballs, and I think something to that effect's going to happen.
I also don't think that I wouldn't be disappointed. Again, it's not disappointing that Dany becomes the Mad Queen. It's just how we get there, and it's stretching the emotional capacity of her character,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think that's the same thing with what you're saying. Is like it's not a bad thing that we end in a predictable way, as long as we get there earned, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me throw this curveball at you now that I've given you the obvious ending.
Okay. Euron Greyjoy ends up on the throne.
I think the reason we haven't seen him dead is because he's still alive.
Isn't he
dead? He like jumped off the ship, right?
He fought Jaime. Yeah, but Jaime stabbed him.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, he is dead.
But even if he's dead, it's like we didn't see a gratifying ending to the guy. Like literally for him, a character that we just fucking hated throughout the whole episode and basically the whole show,
mm-hmm.
for him to just be like, killed a king.
Right?
And then just like not even close his eyes, just cut to the next scene. It's just fucking lame, dude. We should have seen carnage with that guy.
I agree.
Yeah, like reek. Like
should have seen his head fucking roll and float away into the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his head should have been like bobbing on a wave.
Totally.
For like awkward 6 second cut. Of
Jaime
like,
should have fucking carried it with him to take to Cersei and be like, I'm your true lover. Who the fuck is this character?
Yeah, who's he?
A little more carnage. So, okay, Cersei is buried. So everything I just said is going to happen.
Right.
Mad King, Jon Snow kills Queen.
Right.
He gives it to Cersei or to Sansa. Sansa becomes Queen. Cersei, not dead.
Yep.
She comes back at the very end. This is the curveball I think they're going to throw us.
Cool.
And then she stabs Sansa in the face.
Ooh.
And then she becomes the Queen again. And Cersei ends up winning ultimately.
Damn.
And she goes and takes Brienne's uterus and puts it in her own.
Oh, why?
And that's Jaime's baby.
Yeah.
Now
she could also just keep Brienne in the dungeon. But you know, that's
true.
That's boring.
That's less Game of Thrones-y.
Game of Thrones-y.
I think
she could just wait till the baby's born normally and then just take it.
Not Cersei.
No,
Cersei.
She wants it to look like it's her baby.
I don't think you're off the mark with the Cersei and fucking Jaime thing with either his iron fist or the dragon skull.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be.
It's probably the dragon skull more than the
insane.
Iron fist.
Insane. It'd be insane
that
if
would
that
be
is
ridiculous.
How they ended their character.
Don't you think Cersei deserves to win?
Of course. Like I think the Lannisters deserve to win because that is the world that Game of Thrones has created.
That's what I think too.
Like they have created a world of unjust, unfair, complicated existential anguish.
Whoever
right?
will do the most extreme thing wins.
Right.
And that's Cersei.
Well, now it's Dany.
Now it's Dany.
But Dany, I think the only thing in Dany's character that I thought was going to, and we've got to end this shit. This is one of those things where we could talk about it forever.
Yeah.
And I think that like, again, Free Folk is just such a fucking rad sub because it is so funny and it spawns these conversations with this tone. This is what I love about it. It's like, it's less about, like they are still talking about these things, right? But it's more about the tone in which they talk about them. They talk about them through jokes and memes and fucking Starbucks cups. Like Starbucks cups are like the theme of this sub, right?
Yeah.
Actually, that header is amazing, by the
way.
That's
true.
Of Varys coughing. That's that amazing H3 cough from Varys. But anyway, the thing that, so when Dany was falling apart in the Battle of Winterfell and she's crying and she's like, can't fucking handle the heat. And,
that was a weird choice.
Well, but I thought that was, weird choice of words because I was talking about the fire.
No, I mean, she gave up, right?
Well,
she,
but that was,
you see her give up.
But that was what I liked about it is like the fact that we saw her being frail and emotional and weak.
And I think you need to see that in Cersei, and you've been waiting 8 seasons to see that.
Right.
And she did it alone.
Yeah.
And that's totally. Where I'm like, where it doesn't pay off for me is that
for Cersei or
Cersei, we want to see Cersei give up in front of other people, which makes it real.
Right.
If it's just us, the audience watching it, it's still not public in a way.
Well, are you talking about Cersei? Or are you talking about Dany?
Cersei.
Okay. Cause I'm talking about Dany in Winterfell.
Oh, sorry. You're talking about Cersei.
No, I'm talking about Dany. Remember when Dany, when Jorma or whatever that guy's name was
from Lonely Island.
Yeah, Jorma Taccone. When Andy Samberg showed up in the Battle of Winterfell, remember that?
Hey, those were dragons.
No, it was when her buddy that died came
Jorah.
Up, Jorah, mm-hmm. and she was like crumbling, surrounded by fucking by murderous zombies, right?
And there was enough seconds that she should have died,
and she looked very weak. And at that moment, I was like, "Cool, I see where this is going. I see that she is going to be emotionally complicated." But they took out the emotionally complicated part. So what I want now is I want her to be dying, and I want her to be like, all I ever wanted was to rule because I thought I should. I can't believe what I've become. I'm a disaster. Kill me now. And for her to die a really sad death that makes us as the viewers suddenly go, no, we forgive you.
Yeah.
I want you back.
Like, makes her redeemable again.
Like, that's what I want, and I hope they fucking deliver that, because, like, she just has been too good of a character to suddenly fucking become a villain, and then just, that's it, right?
I gotta say, I love her acting as a villain.
Oh, for sure.
I'm
agree.
Excited.
I mean, do you remember in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when, like, Raphael or Donna, whoever, was just, like, sitting in the bathtub depressed, and you were like, get up.
The original
movie. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it was like all you wanted. You were like rooting. You were like the character we love lost his shit, and we needed him to get back.
Died.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he went on a vision quest.
Exactly.
And then when he comes back, you're like, oh, foot soldiers, y'all watch out.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing with like Dany, that I'm like, she lost her way. We have 120 minutes to get that character back, and I fucking hope we do it.
You're right. You know? I mean, what anytime you make a mistake like, you know, accidentally burning down a city full of children.
Right.
You should learn from that mistake.
Yes, exactly.
And grow.
Vision quest.
As a leader and move on.
Anyway.
But the Cersei scene, there's what I was talking about. But yes, you're right. But I was a little, if that's Cersei's moment for her to repent.
Right.
And the only time.
Totally.
In that whole season.
Totally.
Alone.
Totally.
I mean, it's kind of on brand with her characters. Like, she'll never cry in front of anybody else. But
but
that's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Is for her to be like, you got me.
Totally.
And I'm fucked. Now, if we never get it, it is kind of on brand. But I don't know. If that's what it was there and we just saw it, that's the only time we're going to see it.
It's weak, man.
That fucking tower scene, I don't know.
And for those two to just like, it just felt so unsatisfying. The end of the Lannisters feels very unsatisfying right now.
The other thing I guess I'm beefing on a little bit about, God.
We got to end this shit because we're going to keep talking about this forever.
Yeah, just the flame scene, it felt very CG, which it was. It was a ton of effects. But the rest of the show has felt so real because they use real locations.
Of course.
And then this last sequence just felt like it was on a stage.
Totally.
It was like CG'd.
Totally.
And I think it took me out of, it did feel like Star Wars-y or... Yeah. It didn't feel real anymore in a way where I was kind of like, I don't know, I'm just kind of, I'm sort of out of it, you know?
And
the dragon sort of is maybe a red herring for all of that.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, it got deep in the fantasy shit, but anyway, the last thing I will say to close out Free Folk, because it is funny. If I can find it, it's a clip of a shout out. Let's see if I can find it. It was, it's a photo of Tolkien, and it says, shout out to a writer who kept all the books. Let's see. All hail J.R.R. Tolkien, who didn't procrastinate and finished his books 50 years before the movies.
Nah, that's great.
That's really funny. The one dig at Mr. Martin himself. All right, close out with a couple of randoms. If you're into Game of Thrones or not, even if you just, I mean, everybody's heard of Game of Thrones and they're just assaulted by comments from their coworkers every day at this point about Game of Thrones. So, go to Free Folk because it regardless of whether or not you're into it, I mean, you may or may not get the jokes, but it's more for the lulz than it is for fandom. So, into it. All right, Humble Bundles. Let's hit a couple randoms. Humble Bundles sells bundles of games, books, apps, and software where you can pay what you want and support charity for a portion of your purchase price. What the fuck is that? What is this? Humble Bundles?
What?
This is rad. Interesting.
That's
they just
weird.
They just send you a random bundle of stuff.
Wait, that's fun.
I know. It seems
like a little surprise bag.
What do you guys got?
I have two. One is R-A-W, but it ends in A-W-W-W-T-F. So it's a nice subreddit that makes you go, aw. Oh, what the fuck? And then, nice. Aw again. And then the other one I found is Don't Put Your Dick in This.
Oh, Don't Put Your Dick in This is amazing.
Yeah.
Don't put your dick in this is a really funny classic.
So
classic
check
stuff.
Check them out.
So that is like a blender that looks kind of sexy.
And you're like, shit.
Yeah, and it's literally like, don't put your dick in
just
that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't fucking do it. You see that
I love
coconut?
That. I love
that
stuff.
Rotten coconut? Don't put
well,
your dick in
that's,
it.
Well, that's, yes, shout out.
Shout out.
Many episodes ago.
I found a pretty cool one. It's called Not Ken M.
Oh,
and it's basically Ken M style trolling, but that just isn't Ken M.
I love that.
And I just sent you guys one. It's a picture of this guy took of these, what are those called?
Cattails.
Cattails. It's like pictures of cattails. And the guy, he writes, today at work, I found some wild corn dogs growing in their natural habitat. This is real exciting for me as I have never picked a fresh corn dog before, but I have no idea how to tell what how ripe they are and tasted horrible no matter how much mustard I put on them. Then there's a picture
that's
next to it with him
amazing.
With mustard on this cat.
Oh my God.
And
wild corn dogs.
Wild corn dogs.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's the world I want to live in. That's the King's Landing I was hoping for.
it's a land of wild corn dogs on the south end.
All right.
Doggies.
Okay, cool. Well, this has been rad. I love talking about Game of Thrones. Just the most redundant statement in the world. Everybody on the internet loves talking about Game of Thrones.
It's
but
great.
But we had to get this one out, man. Free Folk is such a fucking classic.
Yes.
And this is the only we're running out of time to talk about it, so we had to get
it
out.
Do
but,
it.
All
can
right,
I
guys,
get a zinger?
Can I get a zinger?
Thank you.
It's our new theme song. Thank you.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Buy sword, smoke mug, go north of the wall, grind that pole. What else we got?
Capo Zeta Wine. Buy it.
Drink it. Love it. Buy it. I've been doing a back and forth with a data recovery guy on Reddit. I'll keep you guys posted on that later. Very
okay,
exciting
cool,
stuff.
Cool, man.
Very
sweet.
Exciting
okay.
stuff.
All right.
All right. See you next week.